I'm a radiant.
Well, you got to figure out when you get my age, they give you water pills, you know, and I just hope they last for like 7 hours.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Are you back in session?
Yes, I'm back in session, please. Thank you.
Next case is case number 11196, the application of Dominic J. Buffon III, located on the west of Route 1, being north of Hasso Avenue, west of Alder Lane Extended, within Bayview Park Subdivision, and being located on lot number 48. And identified as tax map ID 1-34, map 2111, parcel 12, requesting a variance from the north yard, or front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements. More specifically, requesting a 6.7-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard, a 5.3-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback for a corner, a 1.5-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard, and a 4.0 variance from the 10-foot side yard setback. Okay. Gentlemen, in this area, there have been just short reference in close proximity to this parcel, being as number 12 on parcel 9 in 1992, there was a front yard variance was approved on 11.01. In 2005, there was a side yard variance on parcel 13. In 1988, there was a side yard variance, and that was approved, and there have been additional variances in the immediate neighborhood. We did receive 3 letters in opposition to this application. One by email, it's from Dick Fox. I believe that all setbacks should be honored unless they are the result of improper house siting in the past or if a medical situation arises that requires some accommodations. They do not believe this request falls in either category. Second one is from John Hendrickson, architect, Avenue Bethany Beach. He reviewed the file, not in support of the variance, quite simply the violation of front and side yard setbacks on the two side, street sides would alter the essential character of the neighborhood, which is item 5 of the document signed by the applicant in the file, which lays out 9 criteria, all of which must be satisfied in order to have the variance granted. Lots in Bayview Park are smaller than ordinary in the county and in fact do not meet the county's minimum size for subdivision. Also, the right-of-ways for the roads are substandard as per the current zoning regulations. Extended to the 15-foot side yard by the 5-foot that is requested would alter the character of the neighborhood since there are no other instances on which any corner lot, on any corner lot in the community. For item 6 of the reference criteria, the denial of the variance would not impair the use of the property. The home can still be occupied and endured without the addition of a side yard deck. This variance request is for convenience of the applicant only and will only serve as a precedent for other requests, which would add further crowding to the neighborhood. In fact, if one were to take a close look at all 9 conditions of the aforementioned sheet, I doubt that a majority of the conditions could be satisfied, let alone all of the conditions as specified on the document. As such, I oppose the granting of this variance. And the third letter is from Alfred L. Talbot, thanking the board for the notification. My wife and I have been owners since 1980, and which since 2003 have included a vacation home. However, and my comments are based on our larger role as members of the Bayview Park community rather than as close neighbors to the subject property. I believe property line setbacks serve several purposes, for most of which is to preserve the safety of life and property of all residents. Whatever the nature of a hazardous incident, adequate setbacks can facilitate egress by occupants and access by emergency forces, while containing expansion of some hazardous occurrences. Alternatively, reduced setbacks can compromise these functions. Thus, I consider setback variances to be a significant safety risk to be undertaken only under the most dire circumstance. In addition, I view setbacks as a means to contain potential encroachment neighbor upon neighbor. This is an especially important function in a neighborhood such as Bayview Park, where lot widths are less than 50 to 60 feet are not unusual, and new construction tends to occupy the full available footprint as defined by these setback limits. Setbacks religiously observed can help preserve those remaining shafts of light peeking through those fortress-like structures. Ultimately, I believe a community which treats its setbacks lightly will suffer property value degradation as aesthetics and eye appeal are compromised. My position then is that the Bayview Park community should oppose setback variances generally. I cannot say absolutely, as there will inevitably occur in the future a variance request that simply cannot be denied and in reference humanitarian or access purposes. The reference request, however, does not meet those standards. I encourage you to deny the requested variances. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
No, thank you for that.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Dominic Buffone, 264 Mercer Mill Road, Landenburg, Pennsylvania.
Brenda Jones, 121 East 3rd Street, Lewis, Delaware.
Mr. Buffone, can you, sir? Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
So I was expecting three letters. The board decided not to take a position, so the board of Bayview Park. So actually two of the members writing the letter are from the board, so that came as a surprise to me. The reason we're requesting the variance is because of the irregular shape of the lot. The lots in Bayview Park are pretty much all irregular, but this is a smaller lot than is typical within the community. We would like to improve the access, the useful nature of the property. If you look at what is currently in Bayview Park, is anyone familiar with the community down below? It's below South Bethany, considered Bethany. The community itself is full of decks, outside entrance. You're able to use your outside space. We really have no space outside that we can use. I have a Google Earth picture of the home, but my challenge is if I submit my computer to show you guys the picture, I need it for work. So does that mean it doesn't come back to me?
No, yeah. I think maybe with these letters that maybe you can address the standards for granting a variance. That'll clear up a lot of things, a lot of my questions, and I'm sure the board's too, of why you're here for this variance.
Sure.
Okay.
So one of the comments from the letter was about conformity and home values within the community. This home in and of itself does not belong in the house. And I believe it was built sometime in the 70s. And it's not just an exterior, it's really the shape and presentation of the home, stucco and brick. And if you look at this house next to the others in the community, it's not only siding, it's the shape, it's the lack of decks. So we would like to actually, and we have a sketch of that that we can submit that my designer, Brenda Jones, created. We would like to make it conform more with the community itself. And the community is a beautiful community. One of the reasons why people purchase in there and live there is to be able to enjoy the views, enjoy the water. And we're stuck in the box. And if you guys can see that box on the plot, that's what it is. It's all interior space. So we are in the process of trying to restore. We had significant damage as part of Sandy, and because of that damage, the house is not usable right now. So as we are restoring, we would like to renovate. And again, the purpose of renovation is also to try to improve the flow and conformity within the community. And I already stated, one of the challenges we have with anything that we would like to do is the irregular lot space. If you look at, does everyone have the current plot and then the plot with the desired changes?
Am I losing it?
That's the change. And then there should be a plot with the current structure. And if you see the current access points to the home, some of those access points are not in conformity with the setback requirements as it is. the back stairs where we're requesting to get up to a deck that we would like to put on top of the sunroom is currently out encroaching on that setback, and that stair, that those stairs there are really not usable currently. I won't let my kids go up and down.
Did you submit a current drawing with your application?
I did. I have a copy that I can submit as part.
The only thing we have is the actual site plan showing the proposed improvement.
Yeah, if you have a copy, we can. Thanks.
Like to say also that the one of the letters stated about the houses being kind of overbuilt and not being able to see between houses and the light shadows, all of these exterior spaces that we are asking for to be in the encroachment are all exterior spaces. They're all second floor decks and steps to go up to a rooftop deck. They are not any interior spaces. They're not enclosed. So they are, you know, all open.
This is what you want.
I also just submitted a sketch of what Brenda has created, and it gives you a sense, thank you, Brenda, of what we're trying to create without expanding, really, the footprint of the building, except for the access and deck issues.
Sir, before you go too much farther, are you on lot 50, or are you on lot 48?
Thank you.
It's 48?
So
no.
48 and 50, right?
No.
The one survey shows the two lots.
Yeah, so can I approach to look at the side-by-side and I can show you? We're the corner of Hassel and Alda.
This is the one I'm 48 right now.
My approach?
Yeah, 48.
That's what I was looking at. That's the one that's...
That's 50. Okay.
We're lot 48, that corner line.
Right there.
That's
there.
Okay. It's actually parcel number 40.
Parcel 12. Okay.
Find a circle of the base.
Okay, thank you.
Your house has a brown roof, does it?
Yeah. Are you looking at Google Earth? Mm-hmm. Thank you. If we submit your phone, do you lose that?
I might share.
Thank you.
I will confiscate it.
You might not want it, right? You don't want all the messages.
Now, this is the
house.
Sketch. Good. Sketch of it. Great.
Are you able to pull a side? Are you able to pull a side view off of Google Earth so they can see the nature of the home?
I don't know that we should be using that because it's going to be almost impossible to get that in the record if it were appealed.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's... Okay. How many square feet are we looking at here?
The home, okay, what do you think? 2,200?
Not even. How big is the house now?
Yeah, the square footage.
Yeah, maybe 1,600.
1,600 currently?
1,600
square.
1,600 square feet.
Currently, approximately?
That's approximate. But like I say, we're not wanting to increase any of the indoor heated space. We're just looking to get some decks, some usable outdoor space, because literally this home doesn't have any decks. You know, it's a beach home.
So it was 1,600 square feet before, and it's still the same footprint. Is that
the actual
outside
heated
decks?
Correct.
Exactly. The outside, or the heated space, the interior, the house, the box, will not be
James
modified.
Changed.
Okay, just the decks on the outside?
Decks and stairs and things, again, what you're after.
Correct.
Okay.
On the second floor, they got to meet the setbacks.
And they're on, yeah, on the second floor.
And for the record, the Google map that I was looking at concurs that the applicant's home has no decking around it.
And then none?
If the decks were at the first floor level, it could encroach.
Right.
5 foot, but it's being at the second floor, that creates a very tough issue.
Okay.
Is there a reason why you couldn't put the decks on the first floor?
Just access, and if you look at the plot, the only place that would make sense in terms of flow and leaving the home from an area other than your front door would be off of the back, and the canal is right there. So we really don't have any space there.
And one other thing is that this house is a reverse living house, so the living space is mostly on the second level. So that would be the reason why we want to have the decks, you know, at the second level, and then the access to the rooftop deck from there.
Ask a question.
Yes.
Are you still intending to remove the 30-foot porch off the front?
Yes, we are. And the existing stair structure off the back of the house that goes towards the canal, we're going to reverse that and pull that back in off of that setback along the side of the house.
Okay.
And the deck that you're proposing on the second level does not, according to the survey, does not project out as far as the porch that's being removed.
Correct.
Are there any further questions?
Is there other two-story homes around you?
Yes. The community is primarily two- and three-story homes.
Two- and three-story homes. So you're not be blocking any views or anything like that?
No, the home next to me is four stories. It goes up to the maximum of the county, which is 42 foot.
2 feet. Right.
Okay.
And those folks are fine. I spoke with them, and they are not one of the three that submitted a letter.
Is that lot 50?
That is lot 50.
And also, let me just say, the area where we want the rooftop deck, that's currently, that would be taking off a pitched roof on a sunroom and putting the deck on top of that. So it won't even be as high as the actual gable roof of this existing sunroom.
All right, if I got this straight now, north side, you want a 4-foot variance. Is that correct for a deck?
It's not a deck. It's steps. It's stairway to get
stairway
to the second level,
okay.
And then stairway to get up to the rooftop deck.
Okay, and on the east side, you have a deck. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the porch underneath is going to be removed?
Yes.
Now, on the south side, I think that's you need a 6-foot 0.7 variance on that front, on the east side. Is that
yes.
correct? So the deck is encroaching into the 15-foot setback because it's a corner. So that means you need a 5.3 tenths of a foot, right?
Yeah.
Then in the rear, you need a 1.5, 1.5-foot variance from the west side. Is that correct?
The west side?
Yes.
We would like those stairs
from 10
to.
Feet.
There are existing stairs there now, aren't there, on that side?
There are stairs on the existing structure that go into the, I guess, west side of the home, the setback, that towards the canal.
Mm-hmm.
But we would like to replace those. And that area there will just be post coming down because those steps are way up there on the, you know, second level.
What's the visibility like on Hassel Avenue extended in Alder Lane? What's that intersection look like?
Can you explain your question a little better
for
me?
One of the things that you're applying for is a side yard variance, and it's from the corner, because this is a corner lot, we have the setback requirement is enhanced there. One of the reasons it's enhanced is so that there's visibility to vehicles and whoever's traversing down the roads that are the corner, that create the corner lot. So that's why I was curious, because it looks like some of this is going to be encroaching into that side yard setback. So I was curious as to what that, if you can explain to me what that intersection looks like and how people traverse around it, I'd appreciate it.
Doesn't this road come this way and go turn? It kind of does.
Yeah, so it's not straight angles within the community. So Hassel is a bend into a turn. And then Alda comes straight off of Hassel, but it's more off of that bend. So I guess to answer your question, if I understand it correctly, there should be and really will be, based on looking at it from three different angles, there will not be any impact on traffic's views for incoming or oncoming traffic.
Well, there's homes around there designed the same way as you're trying to, what you're trying to do?
Yeah, so if you take a look at the sketch, I think that the sketch more than conforms, not only, and we tried to give a blend, because those that are familiar with the community know that, just like many places on the beach, there is a lot of new construction there, but then there's also plenty of homes that have been there for some time. So what we had sketched out has more of that cottagey feel in between. So I think it really answers both sides.
Have a lot of decks up on top?
There's decks all over that place, community, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the area.
It's basically three sides surrounded by water.
Water, yeah. Everyone is pushing out and up to try to take advantage of the views or just be outside.
I figure it wouldn't affect the essential character of the neighborhood, would you?
I think it'll positively affect it based on the fact that this house does not fit at all within the community. And I guess I should have done a little more work and got letters from the folks that are encouraged and supportive of the changes, because some of the folks that are right around the property are excited about the changes just because they believe cleaning it up will improve the value of their properties.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? All right, hearing none. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Again, Chair will call for a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to take case number 11,196 under advisement.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. A motion by Mr. Rickards, second by Mr. Workman, that we take case number 11,196 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I am Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,196 has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You can stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.